Live music returns to Trentham Gardens in Staffordshire this September. On Friday, the 3rd of September, McFly, headline. On Sunday, the 5th of September, it's the legend himself, Alfie Beau. But taking to the stage on Saturday, the 4th of September, will be Bradley, Tristan, Connor and James, who we know better as the Vamps. And I am thrilled to say that joining me now is Connor from the Vamps. Connor, how are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, really good. Now, Connor, if I'm right in saying so, the band got together in 2011. You've had five UK top tens, a collection of fantastic songs. What's your, I suppose, your favourite memory from the journey so far?
Oh, my God, that's a big question. There's been so many. I mean, getting a number one album is obviously an amazing, like, experience, and, like, I don't know, there's been so many amazing moments over the past 10 years. We've been so lucky. It's kind of hard to single out one, but I think, like, headlining the O2 is a big moment for us.
Sounds fun. It's definitely something that I'm sure stands out. Now, lockdown's been quite restrictive on the music industry, as well as many other industries. What have you guys been doing, and how did you cope with lockdown?
It's been weird. I mean, we haven't played a gig since December 2019, so we've been pretty quiet. But we did release our album, which was a weird experience because we were writing it in lockdown, where we couldn't see each other, like sending each other parts. So we've been keeping busy and just trying to make the best of the situation, I guess.
And obviously excitement's building for the fans, it's building for yourselves, I would imagine. What do you miss most about going to concerts, and what are you most excited about when they actually return?
I'm everything, honestly, like the whole experience. It's just the atmosphere, I think, like being close to people, having a good time, the memories you create at concerts. I think going to them as well as playing them, I've missed it massively. It's like a release, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what is it like, you know, from your side of things then? Because when I've been to concerts, and I'm very fortunate that with my mum, I've seen you guys perform twice. They were phenomenal concerts. From your side of things, what is it actually like on the day of the concert? Is it quite stressful or is it quite exciting?
It depends. I'm always just super excited. I don't think we don't get nervous anymore, really, because we just enjoy it so much and we just give everything. It's not that stressful, to be fair. We just kind of get on with it, you know.
Now, I've got to ask you this, because this is something that I want to know. You guys are four young lads living the dream, doing something that you are extremely passionate about. Who's the practical jokers in the band, and who are the sensible ones?
In terms of practical jokers, it's definitely me and Tris. We had this thing, well, we still have this thing, we call ourselves The Project, which, I'm not sure where that came from, but we, out of anyone, it's us two. James is definitely the sensible one.
Now, you know, that's strange you say that, because obviously I've seen James on The Jungle, and I actually wrote down at the side of sensible, I'd actually got James as the one I thought would be that person, so it's great that you've confirmed that for me.
Spot on.
Now, obviously, Trentham Live is taking place in September. Have you got any gigs prior to this, or is this going to be the first one back for you?
This is the first one back since 2019. Yeah, it's going to be mad.
Wow, and obviously, with this coming up, have you guys been to Stoke-on-Trent before?
Just in general, just the area?
Yes.
I did my theory test in Stoke-on-Trent. For driving.
Wow.
Because I basically did a crash course on a TV show, and I had to get my theory test in before I did it, and so that was the closest place that could do it.
Now, obviously, on the back of this then, you won't have had an oat cake, I imagine. You probably don't even know what an oat cake is, do you?
I don't know. Is that a Stoke thing?
This is definitely, it's like a Staffordshire thing. So I'm not from Stoke myself, I'm from Nottingham, but when I came to Stoke, the best way of describing it, it's like a pancake, but you have bacon and cheese on it. It's still weird to me.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. I mean, I don't like cheese, but I love bacon.
everybody loves bacon, Connor. Everybody loves bacon. We're going to have to sort
you
out with...
Right.
Yeah, sausage and bacon. We're going to have to sort you out with an oatcake when we get there. But obviously, Trentham Live, it's Saturday. You are the headline act. And you guys are going to be just colossus. The tickets are going to sell like wildfire. What can we expect from the Vamps at Trentham Gardens?
I think because it's our first show after so long, I think we're probably going to go a bit mental. we're just going to bring the energy. We're just going to bring the best vibes that we can possibly bring. It's going to be mad.
And will there be some new music coming out, Connor, or will we see a collection of some of the classics and some new stuff as well?
We'll be playing the latest album, we haven't been working on much like new music, so it'll just be, I guess, like a mix of everything, old and newer stuff.
And you know, as an artist yourself, Connor, when you look back at getting into the Vamps and when things started for you, who were your inspirations? What got you into music as a youngster?
For me personally, like lots of like pop punk bands, like All Time Low, Panic at the Disco, some, you know, like Blink 182. They're the bands that got me playing guitar from the start.
Fantastic. And with that in mind, will we at Trentham Live get some covers? Will we get some a bit different, or is it literally going to be one hell of a party for the whole of Saturday?
We're definitely going to bring the party. Possibly. We haven't actually like rehearsed anything yet, or even kind of thought about the set list. So it's still quite early for us. So yeah, but it's going to be an amazing time. It's just going to be packed full of energy for sure.
And this is something that obviously the fans are going to be able to get involved in, sing along to. What's next for the Vamps then? What are your plans over the coming months now that the world is slowly turning a corner for us?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a tour, so we're touring just after the Trentham Live show, actually. So we start our UK tour September. So we're just trying to get as many shows in after not playing for so long. We just want to, you know, get out there.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, Connor, have you got a message for the fans who might not yet have tickets?
Yeah, I mean, if you fancy coming and watching us play our, to be fair, it's going to be an amazing show. It's going to be an amazing experience. If you haven't seen a show in so long, come along, have a great time, bring all your family and friends. It's going to be great.
Superb. Connor, thanks ever so much for your time. Just before I let you go, would you just introduce Can We Dance for me? Would you just give me this is Connor from the Vamps. You're listening to Silk 106.9 and this is Can We Dance.
Cool. Hey, this is Connor from the Vamps. You are listening to Silk 106. Let me go again.
Hey,
this is Connor from the Vamps. You're listening to 106.9 Silk FM. This is Can We Dance.
Superb. Connor, thanks ever so much for your time. It's an honour, because like I say, I have seen you two or three times. My mum's a big fan, she drives me mad.
Amazing, that's awesome. Thanks,
superb.
Thanks,
Connor, all the best, take care, and we'll see you in September, mate.